really?
Yeah, that's what the texter said.
But like, they never existed?
I don't want to staple this to him, but the texter is like, why did you ask him about dinosaurs not existing? Cam's one of those guys.
I'm good.
Yeah, you want to stay away from it? All right.
I'm good.
We're going to ask Brian Billick a bunch of questions. That's coming up after a Julie DeCaro update. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show. Oh, big pun in the background, man. Tanny's really playing the throwback jams today, right here on 670 The Score.
How are we doing today?
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It's 4:59 in the Northwestern Football Update Studio. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow against Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Some key Bears players still dealing with injuries ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Lions at Soldier Field. Meanwhile, head coach John Fox talked about why Terry Cohen has been getting fewer touches lately.
As far as me about the defense dictating, it's not so much who you have out there, it's who the ball goes to. You know, to your point, all right, you know, we have three Cohen out there. We're talking about touches, not play time. We're talking about touches. All right, well, if they double and triple cover him, odds are the ball is not going to him. In fact, we'd probably prefer it didn't.
As for the injuries, Deion Sims, Danny Trevathan, and Bryce Callahan all skipped practice today. They're all listed as questionable for Sunday. Good news is that Kyle Long is feeling better. He was a full participant today. Bears also announcing today a 162,000-foot expansion of Hallis Hall, square foot expansion of Hallis Hall. They'll break ground on that in 2018. Bulls hosting the Hornets tonight at the United Center. Justin Holliday back from paternity leave. He'll start alongside Lauri Markkanen and Robin Lopez. Tip in that one at 6:30. Blackhawks take on the Pens in Pittsburgh tomorrow. In college hoops, DePaul and Illinois face off tonight right here on The Score at 7:30. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. MellieandHanley.com is brought to you by your local Geico agent, Tim Calcagno, at 630-671-0600. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to The Home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mellie and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Oh, what's that? Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick. That has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
Andy Dalton's one of those guys that had some quarterbacks that they can go 25 or 33, but it's what they do with four or five of those incompletions that you go, my God, right. What the hell was that? Quarterback would throw an interception, he'd come off and he'd go, well, I didn't see the safety. Well, you think? Yeah.
Brian Billick.
Look so better!
With Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
He's on Twitter at Coach Billick. He's on NFL Network. His stuff is on NFL.com, and he joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Well, Brian, we thought we could be talking about the resurgent Bears with their big win over the Packers, but that just kind of fizzled, and now here they are and trying to pick up the pieces of a season that is going the wrong way.
Well, but there again, what do you do? And you're not the Lone Ranger there. There's a few teams out there that all but early in November are having to, okay, well, what should we make of the next 7-8 games? And what you're always looking for is that team. There's always a team that's going to win 4 of the last 5, 3 of the last 4, that kind of give you and end up being a bit of a springboard to say, okay, this team is showing that it can do some things and it's going to get a little better and we can look forward to next year. So that's what really the Bears have to hang their hat on. Obviously, the continued growth of Trubisky and to see where that's going. And the fact that now, you know, he's had to put it up 35 times, that's as painful as that is, that's a good thing.
I think we need to go through a refresher course of what a developmental quarterback situation looks like. We haven't seen that in a while here in this city, especially when the perimeter weapons are as lacking, let's say, as the Bears wide receiver core is. How do you put this in the right place when you see Mitchell Trubisky making a read or taking a sack that he shouldn't take? Like, how tutor us through this?
Well, let's go back to two guys that are playing pretty good right now, Carson Wentz and Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. And let's go back to this time last year. And with now, with Goff, he was just now beginning to start to play a little bit, which, you know, stunted his growth. And is probably a pretty good analogy, because as good as Jared Goff is right now, and he's playing pretty darn good, just think how much better he would have been if that had started him and accelerated that growth for the entire year instead of just midseason on. And then Carson Wentz, who started every snap and finished the year, what? Just under, what, 60%? I don't have the numbers here in front of me, but I think he was about the close to the same number of touchdowns as interceptions.
Yeah.
You know, a rookie-like year. But we came out of it feeling like, okay, the game's not too big for him. And even though it was a limited sampling with Jared Goff, we felt like, okay, well, we don't know for sure yet because of what all that was going on around him. But you can't look at it and say, well, he was absolutely terrible and the game's too big for him. So I think that's where you look with Trubisky the same way. When we get to the end of the year, my guess is it's going to be about the same level, you know, maybe approaching 60% completions. Hopefully, you know, a couple more touchdowns to interceptions to say, okay, that's a good stepping stone. I mean, let's go back and look at, go back and do yourself a favor and look at the numbers, and I've done this, of Troy Aikman on his, I think it was 1-15 year, his first year. Go back and look at Peyton Manning. I don't know what the record was, but it's not pretty. But it did show, okay, yeah, at least it's not too big for them. And that we can kind of go from here. And I think we'll probably look at Mitch Trubisky and that growth between now and the end of the season the same way.
Dowell Loggins is the guy in charge, and he's taken some flack this week, Brian, for a comment that had a lot of us scratching our heads when he said that the reason Tariq Cohen wasn't on the field more, despite the fact that they admit that he's probably the most explosive playmaker, he said sometimes the defense dictates your personnel. And I thought, whoa, no. Every offensive coordinator I have ever been around, ever, good ones, bad ones, and in between, at whatever level, always said, my offense is going to dictate your personnel, and I'm in charge. You're going to react to my action. So it was jarring to hear an offensive coordinator say, oh, you know, I wanted to play them, but I couldn't because of their personnel.
Wow. Okay. I'll try to be devil's advocate here a little bit.
Good.
You know, and be the coach that there are times. I mean, one of the things that you do is, okay, obviously this game is a matchup. I always said this game of numbers and angles and matchups. Okay. You try to get more numbers than, you know, more tacklers than they have blockers, more blockers than they have tacklers. You can't get that. You try to get superior angles. Can't get that. Okay. Now it comes down, as it typically does, it comes down to matchup. Do I have a guy that's better than their guy? And that's the matchup I'm trying to create. Well, there obviously are times where you may look at a defense, and you're absolutely right. That in most instances, I can't remember too often where I was just going to say, no, I'm going to let the defense dictate to me who I have on the field. But there are at times, I'm sure, where you go, you know what? Their base personnel, and I'll just manufacture something here. Their base personnel, I think we can do more against them than we can their nickel. Or vice versa. Their base personnel is too good. If we have 21 personnel or 12 personnel, two tights or two backs, that's not good. And so we're going to spread them out. We'll go three wides because at least we get them to maybe put a nickel guy in. So, you know, if you want to extrapolate that, it could be, well, okay, we don't match up well against this personnel on that defense, so we're going to have more of the other personnel in. But you're right, Tariq Cohen's probably the one real vertical guy you have. So whatever that matchup is, whether it be I want 12 or 21 or 11 personnel or whatever personnel grouping I'm in, I'm going to make sure he's part of that grouping because that's the one guy that can maybe do something with a big play.
Yeah, I understand they've had issues with pass protection with him because he is a tiny little man, and there are people that can just eat him alive. But so just move the pocket, do some other things. There are ways to make sure he doesn't have some one-on-one isolated blocking responsibility that so frightens them.
Yeah, I'll tell you the story. I used to have a player when I was in Minnesota named David Palmer.
Sure.
And some of the people out of Alabama, great, what a great little, and probably not unlike Tariq Cohen, little, undersized, but, you know, and he played a little quarterback at Alabama. He did everything. And we tried to use him the same way. And out of the backfield and in the slot and whatever. He wasn't a true receiver and we drafted him as that. He was a great return guy. And we could use him out of the backfield. Well, if he's in the backfield, yeah, occasionally he has to do those things. And so we took that into account. And we'd have certain protections where you try to simplify it for them. Okay, we're not going to ask you to read linebackers and numbers. All right, we're going to let you go to the end guy. Or try to simplify it where you're just chipping here. And we used to have a protection called flash and lightning where he would go to the edge. And at one point, he had to go one-on-one with Reggie White on the edge, just the way they configured it. And he went to his responsibility. And he's down there like the muskrat on the elephant, just scrambling away. You got to love him. And David was a great kid and came off. And he looks at me in between. He goes, did I go to the right man on that flight? I said, yeah, exactly right, David. You went to the right thing. He goes, is that legal? He said, there's got to be a law against me having to block Reggie White. That's just not right. And he was right. So that is part of it and a number of backs. That's probably the biggest transition. That's where Ezekiel Elliott gets such high marks. People were so effusive about Ezekiel Elliott, not just because he's a great running back, but he came into the league, and he's as good a pass protecting and understanding pass protection as well as any back I've seen come into the league. So that part of it, yeah, you do have to factor it in that, yeah, you give something to get something. And if you're vulnerable there, then, you know, in terms of protection, yet you now have some explosiveness here. That's a legitimate observation.
One of your players and my favorite defensive player of all time, Ray Lewis, mentioned this week as he's watching tape these days that middle linebackers and defensive players don't think the game like offensive players, and they're constantly looking over to the sideline like robots, and he hates that about the way defense is played nowadays. Now, I'm going to ask you, do you see that often? And we've seen it the last couple of weeks here with no Danny Trevathan and how people have talked about communication issues and not getting lined up correctly and two guys in one run fit and long runs being broken. Are guys not thinking the game of football defensively or offensively like they should or like they used to? And do the guys that do stand out that much more?
I think the game is evolving. I mean, I've lamented a little bit about, and I love the college game, but the part I don't like about it is, and why it's so hard to evaluate a quarterback, is what do quarterbacks in the college game do today? They look to the sideline, they get the play, like everybody else does. They don't even have to call the play anymore. And they hand off a draw or throw a quick screen. And that's why it's so hard to evaluate a quarterback. Well, so what's the counterbalance to that? Well, defenses are now having to do the same thing. They're looking at the formation and as it is, and now they're looking to the sideline, and the defensive coordinators are giving them, okay, we want having to keep up whether it's no huddle or the spread or whatever. Well, in the pro game, it's the same way to a degree. Whether it's no huddle or matchups, more and more may be coming from the sideline. So, again, it's a natural evolution. In the old days, right, quarterbacks used to call the plays. And middle linebackers used to call the defense. Well, that involves, okay, now that comes from the sideline. And now it's because of the pace of the game, more and more, you're having to do that on the run. So it's not put that on the player. So there is a lot of looking to the sideline. And, you know, we sound like a bunch of old men lamenting the old days. But that's just the evolution of the game. And Ray's comment is correct. But I don't know that it's unavoidable because the way the game, that's what offenses are doing. So you've got to evolve with them as well defensively.
Brian Billick is brought to you by Muller Honda in Highland Park during the Happy Honda Days sales event. You will not be disappointed. We've been watching some videos that have been making the rounds. Jared Goff with some interesting sounding audibles. They just pick some code words. You know, famously there was the Peyton Manning, Omaha, Omaha. But this we had, what was Goff yelling out?
Obama!
Rick
Flair. Hey, Tupac!
Yep.
Dusty! Tupac!
And then last night, it was Ben Roethlisberger audibling to Dilly Dilly over and over again. Did you have fun with that?
Oh, there you go.
Did you have fun with that? Did you do stuff like that?
Oh, we did.
Like what?
It was great fun, because you got to change it up. Because players, you know, teams get the TV copy, and they listen as well. To see, obviously, Obama meant it, whatever we're going to do, we're going to go to the left.
That was my guess, too, that was left.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And that's being kind. I mean, there's any number of things you could attribute to it, but okay, so whatever. But then next week you got to do something different, and you kind of want to leave it to the players because you know that way they're vested in it, they're going to remember it more, and it will mean something to them. But Bears fans will appreciate this. I had Jim McMahon. Okay, so. To say the least, the verbiage of what we wanted to do was interesting. Because we start out, okay, Jim, well, what do we want to do? What are we going to call this play? And what do we want to use for this audible? And with Jim, it was creative because it was like, I don't know if we can say that out loud. That's not something we want I want to hear coming out of your mouth and suggesting. I mean, it was just because it was typical Jim. And I had Jim back at BYU too, along with being my quarterback in Minnesota for a while. So,
that's what I asked last hour, if anybody would sneak in a curse word or two.
Oh, you think so? And we used to, this was a great one. Was, and I'm not adding Jim on this. He'd have a great kick with it. But we used to, when the system came in where you, or, you know, got directly to the quarterback, we were all paranoid about the system going down. So we would also have signals, which is the way you used to do it. In terms of, in the old West Coast, it was, you know, you'd send in the personnel and the play, and the quarterback had another formation. So we had an elaborate set of, you know, we looked like a third base coach or whatever, signaling and whatever. And so early on, I don't think people do anymore, but we were paranoid the system would go down, so we still wanted to maintain the signal system, which is a lot because that takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So, again, I'd let the quarterbacks, okay, you guys figure out the signal system and what do you want it to be in case it goes down. Then we can, well, Jim was with us when that got started. I did. You can imagine the physical gestures mm-hmm. that Jim wanted to do. every signal got punctuated with grabbing a certain part of the body.
There it is.
It's the indicator.
You know what?
The indicator.
This is on film. I don't know that we can do that. So, yeah, it's kind of fun. But that's a long-winded way of answering your question. But, yes, it can get very – the Omaha started it, and it will change every week because, obviously, teams will listen for whatever. Now, next week, Obama will mean going to the right or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's an evolving type of thing.
Last thing I have for you, Vontaze Burfict came out today and said that his reputation is getting the best of him when it comes to some of these calls. There was a fight in last week's game that he stayed away from, and him staying away from it got a referee to put an arm in his chest, and he kind of pushed the referee's arm down, saying that I'm not doing anything. He insinuates that the referee cursed at him, and then he said something back. That's what led to the personal fouls. Have you ever coached a player that had a resume that spoke to dirty play or guys watching him, and how did you coach him to stay on that edge that you have to be, especially as a defender, but also be mindful of not hurting your team with personal fouls?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had players that Bart Scott comes to mind. Bart was one that got very emotional, and we tried to get Bart to understand. You're right. You never want to tamper down the passion of a player. But the commissioner has made it very clear. Your history is going to be a factor in these sanctions. If you have recurring problems or there seems to be a tone or whatever, we are going to, and he's been very upfront, and he should be, that, yeah, you are going to be held responsible over your career, and you've got to show us that's going to alter. You know, I'll make it, you know, personal. When George Young, the great advisor to the commissioner and whatever when he left the Giants, used to be the one to sanction the coaches and fine us, and I got fined $75,000. And George would constantly be on the phone with me going, Coach, you can't say that. You know, you can't do that. And so we go back and forth and back and forth. And so at the end, when I was getting George was getting ready to retire, and I had kind of cleaned my hands up a little bit because he made it very clear, Coach, one's going to lead to the next. So it's just, you know, if you continue to do this, then the next fine is going to be commensurate with, finally said, no, George, you got to admit that I'm, you know, whatever file you got on me, you can burn that thing, right? He goes, well, I'll just put it at the bottom of the pile. You have gotten better, so I'm not going to burn it, but I'm going to put it at the bottom of the pile for the next guy coming in. So, yes, very much so, the league has made it clear that, yeah, you're going to be held accountable for your history, and you're going to have to show consistent behavior for us to look past that. So, and I agree. I think what happened to him in the other game, I think the official overreacted, mm-hmm. quite frankly, but I think it was because it was Vontaze Burfict, and not to excuse it, because I don't know that that's particularly fair, but he has earned that reputation.
All right, real quick, tell us about SeatGeek.
Yeah, people have been listening to us. They know you got ticket needs. I don't care if it's sporting events, concerts. You want to go to the theater, go to SeatGeek.com. Get the SeatGeek app. You're going to see the full resume of tickets available. You're going to get a ranking on what kind of deal you're getting. Best of all, every transaction is 100% guaranteed on SeatGeek.com.
Brian, thank you.
All right, guys.
That is Brian Billick, brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Come into Firestone Complete Auto Care. Get $100 off with a purchase of $500 or more during the Black Friday savings event. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
We got Bears Lions on Sunday. We could chat it up with you. You're just getting in your cars. You're ready for the weekend. You're getting on the train with a couple of tall boys. Give us a call.
312-644-6767
is the phone number.
Hilarious Bears thoughts that were emailed in from somebody who I think needs psychiatric help.
All right, I got some Bears thoughts as well. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. Your phone calls and all the things that you've been wanting to land right here for the end of the week, we're right here for you. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. 670 The Score.
Directly after the Bears-Lions game on Sunday, don't miss The Score's Bears postgame show starring Olin Krutz.
The Bears got to explain to us what the hell is going on with all these guys going on IR and all these guys missing games.
James Big Cat Williams.
Now what makes people think that the Bears have a shot to win this game?
And Hub Arkish.
Absolutely took the Bears coaching staff to school.
The best postgame show is The Score's postgame show with Bears-Lions recap right after the game. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. Fred McNeil is not a name that most current NFL fans will know off the top of their heads, even though he's in the UCLA Hall of Fame and spent 12 years playing for the Minnesota Vikings. His posthumous profile is about to raise after a new study published in the journal Neurosurgery identified him as the first confirmed case of chronic traumatic encephalopathy in a living person. This is significant for a number of reasons, but also raises an important question. I've always believed that if parents knew that their child, even after they've grown into adults, faced the prospect of dying prematurely from repeated head trauma, that football would have to confront an existential dilemma. Teams and doctors simply cannot knowingly put a damaged brain back into action on a football field. The question, though, is what do you do when that athlete chooses not to find out? I'm Tiki Barber.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables. Tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank?
Okay.
The replay boner in the history. That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. If you're in need of a mortgage this holiday season, then you need to call the mortgage experts on Team Hochberg for your next mortgage. Team Hochberg proudly supports Cal's Angels, a 501c3 pediatric cancer foundation established by Tom and Stacy Sutter after losing their son Cal to leukemia. Cal's Angels grants wishes, raises awareness, and funds pediatric cancer research. Cal's Angels 12 Days of Christmas helps families with children fighting cancer by providing gifts for each child in the family and gift cards for the family's holiday dinner. This Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon, David and Cal's Angels are holding a toy drive at Harp and Fiddle in Park Ridge. So if you donate a $25 Jewel or Visa gift card, you'll receive 2 barbecue brisket platters. A $30 value while supplies last. To help families battling pediatric cancer, go to perldavid.com and click on the Cal's Angels logo to purchase a gift or make a cash donation. If you're in need of a mortgage, call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 19186.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion if you're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Hero Park Smarter.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know, it's a nickel defense. They have this certain package they run that may create a bad matchup for you. That might dictate what personnel group you have out there, not just as it relates to Tariq Cohen, but to your offense in general. You don't want to create a bad matchup for your own team.
Yeah, but you're supposed to create the matchup as an offense. And then the defense reacts to it with speed and execution.
Isn't the rules system designed to allow the defense to make that substitution?
To substitute when they see you bringing in a certain package. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. I have a bad feeling about this Lions-Bears game, as do you.
Yes.
No Ziggy Ansah, no Dwayne Washington, the that running helps. Back for the Lions. So things are... things are tilted towards their favor if you're looking at the injuries, but there may be no Danny Trevathan. There may be no Deion Sims. There's some injuries on the other side as well. I'm going to watch Jim Bob Cooter's offense up close and personal. I think that I've seen one primetime game with the Lions this year, so this will be my second or third time checking them out. Jim Bob Cooter could be your new Bears head coach next year.
This is from Stonecutter, who refers to himself as a Bears accelerationist.
Okay.
The Bears are going to win Sunday. I know. Everyone thinks this is where it all really goes to hell. Yes, it is. But hell is the worst possible outcome. And the worst possible outcome is a bounce back against a Detroit team that you can't ever fully trust, which will put the Bears at 4-6. Then, because the football gods hate us, Carson Wentz will get hurt this weekend, and we're going to hear Big Voice Guy asking, can Mitch and the crew steal one from the Eagles? Then they'll be staring at 4 in a row against the 49ers, Bengals, Browns, and Lions again, and we'll hear that with a little bit of luck, they could be 9-6 going into the Minnesota game. And of course, they will find a way to lose 3 of those 4, but oh boy, the finger wagging from the media toward the fans who want Fox gone will reach Brian Baldinger caping for Geron levels of embarrassing as they strive for a moral victory over the Vikings so they can carry momentum into blah, 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 shoot me. It doesn't end. It never ends. A loss to the Lions euthanizes Bears fans from their Sisyphean task. We would never be so fortunate.
The Bears beat the Lions. That's better. Dan Bernstein here from the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Scoreboard. Yeah, hey. They're ready to rock.
They make us do it.
Yeah, nope. Own it. You predicted that the Bears would beat the Lions just now. Own it. If Julie did it, she'd own it.
I would own it.
You don't own it. You didn't record another one.
At least
you don't believe that the Bears are going to lose. Kind of like Spiegel couldn't record the Cubs.
I got your Jim McMahon signal.
All right, Julie, how are you doing this evening?
I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, it was good to see you.
That wasn't a genuine "I'm fine." That was an "I'm fine." Ask me what's wrong.
Friday, it's 5:30.
You know, hey, but at least you get to hear throwback jams.
I know. I'm gonna hear TLC the whole way home. It's gonna be great.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, please stick to the rivers and lakes that you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
Well, don't stay in your lane. Big baller zone.
Big baller zone. Yeah, Lonzo got a haircut, so it's going to be good now.
Well, no. You got to get a new shot, too. I don't know if they can fade up a shot for you, but yeah. Yeah, but I mean, a new haircut. He needs a dermatologist, too. Mm-hmm.
And the picture of Tariq Cohen, by the way, in the paper, it didn't look like his line was messed up.
Oh, it's messed up. It's not good. He's okay. Got the old mo.
did you see the picture that the Tribune used of David Nwaba when he got hurt? It was like him getting hit in the head with a ball, and like both the ball was still in the picture, and his face was all like mangled.
Yeah,
it was great.
It's.
Well, they don't have any stock photos of David Nwaba lying around.
How many pictures do you have of David Nwaba, Julie? You should supply the trip with some.
It reminds me of like the picture of Ryan Terrio trying to steal second, where the picture where the ball is there before he is. He's still like 3 feet off the base.
Don't you ever disparage the name of the Riot.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I will.
That's Cubs. That's Cubs royalty.
You are a hater.
Yes, you are a hater. Now I'm mad that I asked how your day was going. I didn't know you were going to do that to the Riot.
That is first team all overrated.
I was dragging him on Twitter, and he direct messaged me and was like, "Hey, like you don't like me?"
Oh,
Ryan Terrio.
Nice. Yeah, pull that music down, Teddy. Let's get to the meat of this. Really?
No, yeah. I mean, he was pretty funny about it. We were making fun of him for like coining Toot Blonde and all that kind of stuff, and he was just, you know, or for being the reason for it.
Now, did you feel bad?
I actually did feel kind of bad.
Yeah, because you hurt his feelings.
In baseball Twitter, Toot Blonde is thrown out on the bases like a nincompoop.
Yes.
And
I did not know that. I thought that was some band she was referring to.
No, Toot Blonde is Adam Eaton is also another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
We would have some of those.
So Ryan said, "Hey, Julie, what did I ever do to you?"
Pretty much.
Yeah. And did you feel bad?
I did. It felt terrible.
What's he doing these days? Coaching high school?
He is basically tweeting vaguely racist stuff about quarterback. I mean, about players, you know, kneeling. I don't even know what he's doing.
What do you do for a living? I can't tweet vaguely racist things.
Oh, that means he could be a sports radio host in this city. Wow, see? This is what happens. Yeah, this is what happens when you ask Julie how her day is going.
Julie, how she's doing.
There it is. All right, Julie, we'll get out your way.
All right. Yeah, yeah. 5:32 in the Northwestern Football Update Studio. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow against Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Bears getting set to take the Lions on Sunday at Soldier Field. Deion Sims, Danny Trevathan, and Bryce Callahan all miss practice again today. They're listed as questionable for Sunday. along with Tom Compton and DeAndre Houston Carson. Jerry Jones has called for a special owners meeting to air his grievances against Commissioner Roger Goodell and his upcoming contract. Bulls hosting the Hornets tonight at the United Center. Jerry and Grant, Lauri Markkanen, Robin Lopez, Justin Holiday, and Denzel Valentine are your starters. 7 o'clock tip in that one. Hawks play tomorrow in Pittsburgh. In college hoops, Illinois State fell to Boise State 82-64 today at the Puerto Rico tip-off. Illinois and DePaul facing off tonight at 7:30. You can hear that one right here on The Score. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mellie and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
The whole town.
That's at PackyWebbFord.com.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. Oh,
it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Well, I don't know what's on tonight because I got a parents' night out, and my lady said, "Hey, we should go do something." So we'll be downtown tonight watching something get lit up. She said that there's a lighting thing happening this evening,
like M80s.
Not M80s, but like Shane knows about it because Shane knows about all the happenings.
I went to the lighting and it sucked.
Knows about all the happenings.
I left
around
halfway through.
Light it up.
Yeah, there's a lighting ceremony downtown here. You said it's in Pioneer Court, so that's what I'll be watching tonight.
Don't you want to know what they're lighting?
No, if she wants to do it, I trust her judgment.
Could be burning something in effigy.
Well. I mean, as long as I'm not the guest of honor, I'm good, you know?
Check.
That's what it is. She's setting me up in the life insurance money. No, whatever she wants to do, man. It's a Friday night. You know, it's her world. I'm going to be spending tomorrow with you and, you know, 200 of my favorite Jewish people. So I'm going to have to put in some time this evening. So I won't be watching any sports tonight.
So she's not coming tomorrow?
We couldn't get a sitter. So she's got to watch Jay. So my date's going to be Terry.
Ew.
Okay. Yeah, Terry's invited, so we figured we'd...
It'd be very orthodox of you to dance together.
We'd ride together. What do you mean? Oh!
Because men dance with men, women dance with women.
Is that how we're getting down?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't think you were.
No, it was like, remember Scott Scherer's wedding? Were you there?
No. I wasn't invited to that.
That was intense. Yeah, that was...
It's like Suber was the cutoff.
That was
Ron
serious.
Suber. You get one, well, and then you keep it moving.
We've got Hornets at Bulls. We've got Thunder at Spurs.
Yeah, I'm going to DVR all of this. Watching none of it tonight.
And Pelicans at Nuggets. I'll tell you, every game now gives you a reason to watch.
Yes!
Unless it's like... I'm trying to think. Like,
the NBA is super duper cool.
Yeah, the Hawks probably know.
The Hawks know. The Nets know because I detest D'Angelo Russell and everything.
He's
about
hurt.
Him.
He's had surgery.
That's fine. I hope he gets better. But as soon as he gets better, I'll go back to not liking him.
You got boxing on FS1. There's some college football. There's college basketball. And
not going to take in any of it.
The U.S. Olympic trials for curling.
That's enough.
NBC Sportsnet.
Did you see the Nigerian women's team made the bobsled qualifying situation?
Can't wait for the Cool Runnings version of that in a couple
years.
Yeah,
the first
Jamaican.
Yes, well, we're all alike in Cold City.
Doesn't matter.
Exactly. The first African country to make a bobsledding qualifying. That's awesome. And now they got, I believe, Under Armour and another sponsor behind them. That's huge.
Yeah, I don't think the Zimbabwe team is going to be.
No? Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some.
There was a great picture going around Twitter when they had a guy. There's a guy in full military uniform with the beret and the camo, and he's sitting there at the news anchor desk. And it says, when this guy is on the news set announcing this is not a coup, pretty good sign it's a coup.
Yeah. It looks. What is that Nicolas Cage movie where he's the gun trader or the gun dealer, and the whole movie's about guns, and they're in some like there's some weird African country, and he goes into a room and the guy says
Lord of War.
Yes, I actually liked that movie. I don't know if it was good.
Yeah, we saw it at your house. I think that's when I saw it.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was good or bad, but there's like. It's like just central casting for this is what an African dictator looks like.
Was it Yaphet Kotto?
Yes, I'm saying. Yes. This is what an African dictator looks like. You could feel
Forrest Whitaker as Idi Amin.
Right. You could feel and his twitching eye as Idi Amin's little brother.
Let me just think, if you're, how deep would you go on actor who plays that guy? Yaphet Kotto, number one. How about Jeffrey Holder? He was the 7-Up spokesperson who was also the voodoo guy in Live and Let Die.
Can I get a Delroy Lindo,
ladies and gentlemen? Yes, you can.
And his smushy face.
And maybe Ving Rhames if he doesn't have the meats. But we know careful. He does.
Or Terry Crews, who apparently has had his meats grabbed. No!
He's on the cover with Aramis.
Yeah. Oh, well, in Such and Such Daily. I still think that was passable. I truly do. I didn't think that was...
It's Tanny's job.
That was one of those Friday, like, all right, we've had a decent week.
It's also
not
Tanny's
getting
job to stay employed.
Well, yeah, especially in these times.
Oh, no,
I'm going to enjoy sleeping tonight knowing that I dumped that one.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad. All right, so what are you guys watching?
I'm playing catch-up. The other night was Mike Francesa's farewell tour. He had a special show that he kind of brought back a couple of his old partners, a couple of his old update guys, and did like the farewell show type of deal at the Till Center in New York. So okay. I'm going to podcast part of that, and I'll be checking that out.
All right. Tanny?
Hopefully finding a drop for this guy.
Yes, please do. Tomorrow night, I'll be taking a peek at Chance the Rapper hosting and performing on SNL. So that should be interesting. Got to take a look when Chicago hip hop is represented on such a big stage. Yeah. I don't usually watch SNL, so you know, I don't know how long I'll stay with it, but I'm very interested to see
Rapper Chance or Chance Pet Rapper or something like that.
He was at the Knicks game, and they put up on the screen Chance the Rapper. And usually they must have had to input what his occupation was. So it said Chance the Rapper, underneath his name. I thought it was awesome.
That is great.
Chance is doing good work, man. He was actually talking to the councilmen and councilwomen. Was it last week about the $95 million police academy they're getting ready to build, even though Orr doesn't have computers or books right now?
The only better would be like Larry the Cable Guy.
Right.
Cable guy.
Exactly. Yeah. No, man. I tried to watch the one with Tiffany Haddish while Jay was up.
It was bad.
Was it?
Yeah.
I like her.
I like her too. But it was awful.
It wasn't good?
I lasted it for the first, I don't know, 40 minutes or so, and then I bounced.
How long is it? What do you mean the first 40 minutes?
You mean the SNL?
Yeah. How long is SNL?
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half?
Yeah.
People stick around for 90 minutes with that show?
Well, that's why if you do, sometimes you're awarded with some of like the most odd things at the tail end of the show.
They bury really weird like avant-garde stuff or stuff that one person argued for successfully in the writer's room.
Z-Pak always talks about Billy Bob Thornton, who hosted like 15 years ago, and they had a back of the show sketch where he's talking about he's so proud of his little fenced in area in his backyard. And Z-Pak always talks about it like it's the funniest thing ever. Yeah, so the odd things get buried back there.
I never really was an SNL kid.
Oh, I was from early.
I wasn't. Even with the Eddie Murphy days. And growing up where, you know, that was a phenomenon, I did not.
I used to stay up to watch Chevy Chase impersonate Gerald Ford.
Yeah?
Yes.
There was this, Steve Martin's King Tut bit came under fire a couple of days ago. How it's...
Oh, okay, I'm done. Now King Tut is cultural appropriation?
Yeah. That's what Bill Maher was saying. He was like...
Really?
He was making a joke, right, Bill Maher?
No, Bill was defending it.
Okay.
He was... Because people are coming after it.
I think I might have found my limit.
Your point?
Sarah
Silverman said that the great thing about comedy is that it's not evergreen. And
it's a dated bit.
Yeah, you say things. Well, she says if you look back at anybody's stuff, like you go back and watch Delirious or Raw.
How about Mel Brooks talking about the Federal Army generals?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He said, Custer, what do you mean?
Right.
Federal Army general.
You really can't look back at, hell, go back and watch the Kings of Comedy and some of the things that are said about, you know, Chinese people and, you know, I mean.
King Tut is under fire?
Yeah, because.
How'd you get so funky?
Because there's no brown people in the entire.
People are outraged that it's not actually funny.
Well, it is dated. It's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
It was funny then.
That's fine, too. I'm not. Hey, listen, man. Bigger fish to fry. I'm not about to get angry about Steve Martin or King.
Come on.
Is where you draw. You're done now?
All the things
that have happened and we've talked about this year, this is it for you. You're good.
All the guy wants to do is play the banjo and do some writing, and you got to drag out a bit from 1978 and pound him for it?
Well, it's mostly the college campuses that are looking back at the old material, like studying the old material and thinking about where these ideas came from.
It's not funny anymore. The rules for for jokes have changed. It's gonna it changes comedy. Come on.
I'm not doing it. Why are you saying come on to me? All right, we'll try to console Dan Bernstein. God. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
They'd be better, but I don't think they'd be good. Like, I don't think that there's a coach alive or dead that could have this Bears offense being good with the personnel that it has.
But it's competent and better. It would entirely be possible to me.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Park smarter.
Don't go to the mall to buy gifts. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be with lines and crowds and like people and that. So with the holidays coming up, what you can do is you can go to omahasteaks.com. And when you do that, make sure you type Dan B in the search bar, because that's going to get you something very, very special. And I've mentioned before that I'm glad I have a second freezer in the house when this package arrives, because it is way too much for the upstairs freezer. I got to make special trips down to get all of the lovely Omaha Steaks food, depending on what the kids want. And there is a lot. For $49.99, you get the following package as your family gift pack. All right, ready? You got a pen? You want to write all these down? 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasas, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets. My kids love those. An Omaha Steaks seasoning packet and 4 additional kielbasas free. That's a lot. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter Dan B in the search bar and get a 75% savings. It is the gift guaranteed.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one, because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Tonight. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Nick Szczepkowski is human trash.
He really isn't, though.
Yeah. The segment brought to you by Office Depot, Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot, Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max, taking care of business. Transition brought to you by Web Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Web Ford in Highland, Indiana.
So what kind of clothes, Shep, do you think we should wear to the mitzvah tomorrow? Because I'm thinking about the Vince Wilfork overalls with no shirt or underwear.
Cowboy boots.
Yeah, cowboy boots.
I was going to go with my old look from way back in my early producing days of the jean shorts and the Indian headdress.
And the Indian headdress? Yeah. All right.
Shirtless, so, of course.
So we won't be out of place.
You guys are village people.
Terry's going to wear leather.
Yeah, all we need is Murph. So we won't.
Got that covered.
Yeah, so we don't. I don't want to be out of place. You know.
Coat and tie?
Damn. All right, well, I got to go. Got to go buy a tie then, because all my ties are dirty.
Why are your ties dirty?
How do you get it? Well, I guess if you spill weddings and whatever else. Yeah.
I got like 7 or 8 ties that I like. They're not dirty.
Jim Nance to get you a tie.
Not that they're dirty, but they're wrinkled. Because, you know, after
silk
you
ties shouldn't wrinkle.
But that's the thing. Well, maybe I don't have a silk tie, you bastard. I might have a nylon tie. But
the tie symbolizes a lot to me.
What if you know, after you're done with an event, you take the tie off and you stuff it in that
or
that,
even
that
like
coat pocket. Hang it on your tie.
I'm
rack.
Talking about you after you're done with an event and you're still out, you put it in your coat pocket or you know, somewhere.
I just do the unhook the top button, undo the top button,
then just kind of
like,
I like to take the tie off, because usually when I wear a tie, I'm doing something that I'd rather be doing right afterwards. Like when I have sometimes when I was
like
doing the final awards stuff for Fox, it'd be 10:30 or so. I go meet a buddy for a drink. I take the tie off and, you know, still be in my suit and my shirt. But yeah, man, that tie's got to go somewhere. You know,
I've never thought tie up the
David Carradine style and, you know, go in the closet or something, but I got to figure something out. So I got to wear a tie tomorrow. Okay. This is news. I didn't want to show up in my, you know, my hillbilly getup that I had waiting for you. So this will be fun tomorrow, Shep.
Should be a good time.
Yeah.
I'm ready to rock out.
Just
Barris Bernstein.
Please eat.
Without question.
Just eat the whole thing.
You think
time.
I'm showing up and like going on a diet?
Just
like,
just eat everything you possibly can.
Yeah, I can't wait to show up. We're going to play Predict the Dead People.
Well, it's like my wedding. Hey, kid, celebrate your wedding. But half these people will be dead in a couple of years. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks for coming out. It's a great message going into your nuptials and your life with your bride, by the way.
It's not wrong.
Hey, you see that guy over there? Looks like his kidney hasn't worked in 2 years. Yeah, that's Dan Bernstein for you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we want to say some thank yous to our guests.
Olin Krutz, Cam Meredith, Kendall Gill, Brian Billick.
All right. Our video coordinator.
Did I catch you by surprise?
No. I was reading some of these text messages. Our video coordinator, he was gone today, but he was still here in spirit. Brian Gertz.
May be a bad matchup. Excuse me. Maybe. Thank you. So all those things are huge, and they vary every week.
It's good that he's a thank you guy, because there's too many people these days when you say bless you or, you know, excuse you or whatever the case may be, they don't say anything. They look at you like you're crazy. Our executive producer, Nikki the Kid, he's coming up next. Nick Szczepkowski.
He's a big squirrel with a lot of nuts in his trees.
Oh, you better believe it, ladies and gentlemen. You should see him. Nikki's slimming down, too. Nick's looking good, man.
And get ready for the bar mitzvah.
Oh, no doubt. I can't wait for tomorrow. We're going to play human jump rope with Terry. We're going to just swing Terry.
Hey.
Sultan of Sound, audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
Breaking Bears news. John Fox has been fired by the Bears, and Vic Fangio has been named interim head coach. Keep it here for all the details of this huge story.
Well, wait about 3 weeks or so. All right, for Brian and Nick, Chris and Dan. I'm Jason Goff. Nick Szepkowski is coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care of each other. We will talk to you on Monday right here on 670 The Score.
Thank you. That was great.
Aries, it's a good week to set some high goals at work. Just make sure they're realistic. Taurus, if you've been having a rough couple of weeks, things should turn around in a few days. Gemini, it's a good week to evaluate where you stand in preparing for the future. Cancer, that puzzle you've been struggling with will finally make sense to you. Leo, you'll learn that you can still have tons of fun without emptying your wallet. And Virgo, love is in the air. A special someone will make their way into your life when you least expect it. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
The holidays are busy, and you're out running around, and you're constantly looking at the list of things you have to do, and one of those is probably going to the post office, or maybe it's something that you do a lot anyway because of your business at home or because of whatever side hustle you might have going. Well, I have something that's going to make life much easier for you, much more convenient, and decrease your stress. It's called Stamps.com. You don't have time to go to the post office? It's okay. You can use Stamps.com instead because Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your fingertips. It's open 24/7. You can print postage any day, anytime, any letter, any package, any class of mail. You just use your own computer and printer and the mailman picks it up. They send you the digital scale so you can automatically calculate exact postage. There's no reason not to do this, especially if you are a regular visitor of the post office or you're sending out an employee and taking up their time. It's not efficient. This is. It's Stamps.com. Right now, you can enjoy the Stamps.com service with this special offer. It includes a four-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. So go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dan. That's Stamps.com. Enter.
The Score and Great Clips have teamed up to find the next fantasy football expert for the 2017 season. So this season, make sure to tune into The Score each Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. for all your fantasy updates, news, and tips on the Great Clips Fantasy Football Show, hosted by Joe Ostrowski and this year's expert, the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert, brought to you by Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables, tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
You know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing. I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank
Okay.
The replay boner in the history. That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?